For moviegoers, Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says January is the cruelest month because it's a time when good new movies rarely make it onto the screen. For that reason, he says he was doubly surprised to find not just a good movie, but a really good one. It's called Italian for Beginners.
It gets awfully cold and bleak in Copenhagen in the winter, and the Danes, it seems, escape to thoughts of Italy, a place that symbolizes passion, romance, and warmth. Sometimes they even try to learn the language, which is where Italian for Beginners takes off.
Qui siamo in Italia. All'albergo. Ripetete.
All'albergo.
Vorrei una camera. Lise?
Vorrei una camera.
Italian for Beginners is a romantic comedy that's not afraid to season its humor with anger and even death. It's a film that recognizes the laughter and the sorrow contained in a question like, how soon after someone dies can you fall in love? And it's a film that manages, almost without our noticing it, to make serious points about relationships. Two pastors even have a heated argument about the nature of faith.
Gud, en abstraktion. Men det vil de aldrig kunne få de sikre til at forstå.
Hvis det hele skal foregå i så høje luftlag, hvad skal vi så bruge det til? Hvad skal vi med det?
Italian for Beginners won a Silver Bear at the Berlin International Film Festival last year. It was the topic of a lot of discussion because it was the first picture to come out of Denmark's dogma movement to be written and directed by a woman. Like the other dogma filmmakers, Lone Scherfig shot her movie in real locations using natural light, but there's a warmth in her work that's been missing from other dogma films. Italian for Beginners focuses on six people. None of them are particularly adept at romance, yet they all understand the truth of Pastor Andreas's remark, it is in loneliness that God seems farthest away. The pastor, a young and very recent widower, is new in town. And to help pass the time, he goes to a community center class in conversational Italian. So does a timid hotel manager and an abrasive sports nut who is passionate about the language because of his love for an Italian soccer team.
Buongiorno, Juventus. Benvenuti. Ecco il concessionario. Lui ha un retina di capelli.
Three women also end up at the class, but their stories are more complicated. One has problems with her alcoholic mother. Another has a bad-tempered father who verbally abuses her, while a third is actually Italian and doesn't need lessons. The great thing about Italian for Beginners is that all of its protagonists are completely individual. This is a film that likes and is intrigued by its characters, that allows them to be eccentric, funnier than they realize, and very much themselves. I think that life is about comedy and melancholy, writer-director Scherfig has said, and Italian for Beginners shows how true that is.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.